You're listening to the Culture Builders Podcast, where we share thoughts, tools, and tips for leaders to improve relationships, raise standards, and grow personally. We're all about working to do better and to be better. You can learn more at thriveonchallenge.com. How will we become better because of this loss? After a hard loss, it's tempting to want to immediately break down the game. List out all the mistakes that were made and talk about all the areas that need improvement. But 99% of the time, these post-game team talks are for the coach, not the team. They aren't what the team needs. What does our team need post-game? After losses, we can have a variety of beneficial responses. Teams that need to be more process-focused and take ownership should consider doing an AAR, an after-action review, in which they ask what went well, what didn't go well, and what they can improve. For teams that are struggling with confidence issues, it helps to focus on the positives and list out all the things that players did well in the game. After a hard emotional defeat, it can sometimes be as simple as reminding our players that we just care for them and we're grateful for the opportunity to coach them. Often players and even coaches can lose perspective though on a loss and see it as a failure. In these moments, one of the most powerful reflective questions we can ask is, how will we become better because of this loss? It gets people thinking about it and sharing what they can learn from the experience, but it also helps them to reframe their perspective on losing. Losing a game doesn't mean you're a failure, and as hard as it can be to swallow defeat, it's necessary for growth.